the podcast, Bridget.
Yes.
Hi.
Hello.
Good to have you back.
Good to be back.
Spider.
Flan.
Big day for you.
What have I done?
We're going to get to it. You made a list on news.com.au. You're national news today, but we'll get to that later on.
You're not allowed to goggle.
No. No, don't look.
No goggling.
Ben.
Hello.
G'day.
Did I make any lists?
Several, but none that are mentionable.
What list would you make?
Yeah. You would make the top five impersonators of...
This will be good. Go on.
The guy from Coldplay. What's his name?
Chris Martin. What do you mean? Like the bass player that no one knows.
Who's
like,
that?
Am I George Clooney?
You're never George Clooney. You know, you're a white trick.
Okay. What list would you make,
That's
Bridge?
Not racist.
No.
It's ogreous.
What would you like to make? Or what?
I'll sing you some words of my favourite song. One of my favourite songs. Okay. See, first one to pick it.
All right.
When I get mad and I get pissed, I grab a pen and I write a list of all you assholes that won't be missed. You make my shit list.
It's
L7.
No, it's L7. Nickelback. Oh, not
L7.
Not. L7.
Mm.
I thought it was Chad Kroeger.
I got their CD. I got their CD.
L7?
Yeah.
They're cool. They're all chicks.
Yeah.
They're very cool.
Yeah, it's a red and it's like a green and a yellow CD and it's got L7 down on the corner. I don't know why I've got it, but there.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
There
Is
you
it
go.
A punk band of women, L7?
Punky.
Grunge. Hard rock. Grungy.
Oh, no, I'm amused.
Look at him go.
Can we
sing that on the podcast? I just did,
of course
I suppose.
You can. No.
Yeah.
And tell us about your shit list. I'm interested.
Well, that song's on, by the way, Natural Born Killers, one of my favourite.
Great movie.
Yeah, it's one of my
favourites. Who's on your shit list?
We've got time.
Benny's just settling closed everybody. His eyes and he's gone, hang on, I don't know if I can do this.
I can
100%. I am all ears and I've got all day.
Come on, mate.
No,
because you know what happens? I drive home after these podcasts and I try and sleep at night and I go, oh, why did I say that? And it's not something that just disappears and it's gone to the moon because it's ready. This is a podcast.
It lives on forever.
I acknowledge it's wrong of me to push you that way. Just give us three.
Okay.
I'm
not falling for your shit.
Oh.
No, you're on the list.
How many more times are we going to ask to make the shit list? Just the one. I think I just made it.
If you're not prepared to give us anyone, can we go back to the image of Spider driving along in his Isuzu, rocking out to a punk chick
to
girl
L7,
rock band?
I'm very
L7.
There's another song too that I used to like because he really, I won't be able to think of it. I don't know the words, but.
Go on. Google it while we fill it in for you.
Okay, I'll Google. You just keep going.
You have a look. So we're going to get to a whole bunch of things.
And you know what? Yeah. I can Google stuff on YouTube, and guess what?
Why?
I'm premium.
And why are you premium? That's a whole other story why you're premium. Yeah, I will say, Flan, you just made my shit list that second.
Yeah.
For what did you just do that I don't like? You just put your feet up on the desk right next to my coffee cup. It's the soles of your feet. So you make my shit list.
All right, fair enough. It's a boundary. We won't go there anymore.
No, we don't.
Should put my feet over here then.
Flan's the only one on the list, though.
Is there anyone who would like to add one to theirs? It's quite cathartic. Who would you like to add to it if you had one?
I would pop ScoMo on there at the moment.
Okay, yeah, fair
enough. He'd be top on my shit list, yeah.
I haven't got it, but I know it's Wargasm.
Okay.
Wargasm, 1, 2, 3.
You kiss your mother with that mouth.
Holy crap.
Are you allowed to say that?
Is this the L7 song?
Yeah.
This is excellent.
Truly the last thing I expected you to say.
Have a look at it anyway.
That's good.
I'm just so excited we've got a new little voice grab of Spider we can play whenever we want.
Hey, he knows other songs too, like Beastie Boys.
Yeah, what other Beastie Boys song do you know?
No, come on. Let's get into
that. You're good.
Do you know Sabotage?
The what?
You know Sabotage.
There's my answer.
Yeah, I know a few.
Go on, sing one of them.
No, I'm not
singing.
Come on.
Your
voice. Peter Piper, pick a puncher, run. Humpty Dumpty fell down in his own time.
He's so good. You just press a button and you go.
Well, 1, 2, 3. I'm the MC called Ice-T.
Yeah, look.
This is DJ Evil E.
Come on.
Islam creates a beat. Now, that's a dope beat.
Ooh, look at you go. I don't know whether you are a better rapper or dancer.
All you girls look so sexy. I wish you were all up here with me.
This is so good. We're going to get stung for APRA fees. violating copyright.
Anyway, let's wrap it up.
All right, fantastic singer, not such a great dancer. What's the list that Spider made? All I'm telling you is that Dylan Alcott reckons he's a better dancer than Spider.
Ooh.
Serenity Whoa. Safe Harbour is going to take us through the disease-ridden Byron Bay and Hoons. Oh, the bloody Bunnings Hoons.
Bunnings on Saturday night.
Yep. There we go. Oh, smell that.
Oh,
here
wow.
we go.
What a hot skyline.
Bit of engine.
Oh, look at the exhaust.
600 cars, 1,000 locals for the Hoons doing the burnouts. And, oh, lordy be. But there's a happy update. It got on our nerves earlier in the week, this gathering, because they smashed the back windows of cop cars and abused the police.
That's
and
so bad.
Bloody lawlessness, if you ask me. Three cars have been impounded.
Is that it, 600?
Well, they got three. Remember they were saying no face, no case, unless you've got a photo of my face driving the car, you can't book me, ha ha. Well, rubbish. They're going to change that law, thank God.
Really?
No. Yep, you've got to prove that you weren't driving the car in the Hoonie Hoonie. Eight people have been charged and 100 fines handed out to two blokes for this Bunnings Hoonery.
How did only two blokes? I mean, I think one of them in, but well, there should be more.
Yeah, two of them got multiple fines, which really, and we spoke about this, but it'd be interesting to see what, you know, it's good that they got a couple, but when you look at the odds, you got 600 cars, they've got three cars. Mm. You got 1,000 people, you got eight charged.
Mm-hmm. Is it
Lord of averages isn't too bad.
Mm-hmm. No, that's what they can prove, I guess. You know, they can actually prove that.
So far.
Yeah.
For the cops, it should be like shooting fish in a barrel. Mm. I mean, you've got them all there.
Yeah.
I don't understand. And wasn't it years ago that we're coming down hard, we're impounding them, are they going to squash them?
Well, I got excited thinking
about that.
You know, realistically, Bunnings wouldn't have too many outlets, as in, like, to get out of a car park. There'd be two or three exits. So why didn't they cover the exits and get the whole lot of them? As you said, you've got...
Big fishnet. Just get them all.
Big fishnet. Get the whole lot of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's going to be a long run if you're running anywhere from Pimpama.
Actually, that's the point.
Where are you going to go?
No, the ones that have come down from Brisbane. That's a long walk.
You know when they do squash the cars, though? Dr. Pimple Popper. When you see that, when you want to watch the windows go pop and everything pop, and when they just, you know, smash it down like a shrinky dink when you're a kid, you put it in an oven. Yeah. But I reckon they should do something else. If your car is impounded, you've got to get out your anger for the fact that obviously you're not packing any Greg Norman down there. That's why you've got the skyline. So you ain't no Greggles.
Right.
So maybe you get a bat and not yours because that's a Cheerio. And you have to smash your own car for anger management over the fact that
you have to destroy your own car.
You have to destroy your own car.
That's great.
You've got to line it up and destroy
it. But they spend so much money on these cars.
Yes,
they drive it.
Well, then, you know, do the right thing like I did, right? I had a Charger. I had a beautiful old four-speed 770 CL Charger, right?
Light
and it was
blue.
A V8. No. It was dark red. And I used to drag race it professionally.
Yep.
And drag race it at places where there was cops and there's people there. So I get the hooning side.
Nah.
But I tell you what, you just do it where you can do it properly.
Like
actually grow a pair and race.
I'd like to see the police do what they do in the smash up derbies and fill up their doors and boot full of concrete and then just start ramming them.
There you go.
Just go in there and just start taking them out. See your skyline, just fill up the police cars full of concrete and just start bam!
Just smashing into them.
That's going to get a bigger crowd than 1,000. That's all. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's cool.
Where's your Hoons? Here's Serenity Safe Harbour, one of Byron Bay's most famous residents, talking about how COVID visited the Rainbow Province. My adopted Rainbow Province name is Serenity Safe Harbour from 420 Tipi Terrace, Wigwam Way, Ferngully Byron Bay, and for total transparency, I should reveal I am Gatton's favourite blues singer, Blind Eye Willie Johnson. Until Bluesfest was cancelled, I was booked to perform my hit song, You're So Mean You Give Kids Trough Lollies at Halloween. My 1980s roller derby name was Colonel Slappy McSackwacker, but back when I was Byron Bay's favourite wig maker, Lady McBowlcut Chiffonier, I made recycled wigs out of hair I pulled out of the Byron Bay backpacker's shower drain.
Yeah.
The first plug of hippie hair I pulled out was 300 metres long, and they say some of the hair right at the end is from the original hippies who came to Byron Bay, who now own all the expensive properties in Byron. Mm. In fact, if you give that hippie hair a sniff, you can smell the hypocrisy.
Mm.
I made that wig into the local real estate agent Larry Shonk's hair. Byron still reels from the end of JobKeeper. Mm. ScoMo has abandoned the Rainbow People and thrown us to the wolves, pronounced Centrelink. Nobody here vaccinates in the Rainbow Province. No. We don't vaccinate. Consequently, Byron Bay is the grand central station of disease. Next train all stations to Listeria, Hysteria and COVID-19. Mm. I use nothing but natural herbal medicines, meditation and special diet to ward off illness. Consequently, I have contracted every single canker, contagion, contusion, confusion and hacking cough in human history. And so far, only two of those have killed me. Big thanks to the nurses at Tweed Heads Hospital who were brave enough to put a defibrillator further south than any first responder ever.
Oh.
And let me tell you, a quick zap on the Jats crackers stopped me going towards the light. Quick sticks. We had some COVID cases in the Rainbow Province, but no one else is contracting it now. It seems the polio, whooping cough and smallpox have sucked up all the virus's bonding sites. Jeez, that whooping cough is rough. I coughed up stuff I haven't even eaten. Mahalo, aloha, shusha, and
yeah.
All right, Spider, let's find out what list you've made.
Flander, yeah? When you receive this incredible information from Danielle, beautiful producer, and we've just made sure that Spider has stepped away from his phone because you've made the news. For those that want to Google Spider and News, well, we'll tell you in a minute, but
no,
I want you and Flan, we want you to have a guess of what this could be and also incriminate yourself on the way.
Off you go.
So all we've told Spider just in the last couple of minutes is that you've made a list for something.
Okay. It's a top five.
Yes.
So well, I've made a top five.
I've made a top five. I've made a four then of the list that the other four things could be.
Okay.
Because I have no idea.
Okay.
Before you start, it's not the top five people who've tunnelled their way into Sanctuary Cove.
No. Okay. That was going to be the fifth.
Okay.
Most fine player in the AFL.
You're very proud of that award. You still hold it?
Yeah.
No.
Most kids to the most wives.
No way.
Father's
not even close.
Very confusing.
Yeah.
You're a contender, but
in
you're not number one.
In the most states, too.
The most states, right.
Locked up at the MotoGP before even getting in through the front gate.
Not that.
That is a good one, though.
Commendable, but not on this list.
I hope news.com.au is listening about, to all these. Yeah.
What about this?
It's a slow news day for you.
Got a week's worth of content.
Mm. No. A lady with a list of priors walks up with a three-page letter.
Yes.
And I was in the 70s.
The sloppy 70s.
Now, this was a list of priors as in ticking off celebrity...
Wow.
Conquest.
Now, not that list?
No.
Not that list.
Okay, because I don't know if that was real because there was a lot of names on that list.
Not that elite club. No.
Yes. No.
What could it be then?
We've been talking about it today.
Coming in live to you from news.com.au. So, Dancing with the Stars. The five dance floor disasters of the show. Yes. You're up there with Bryn Edelston, formerly married to
Jeffrey.
That's right. And then there's a whole lot of others too. There's wardrobe malfunctions, whatever, star stacking it. And you get your own category called.
Can we get a drum roll?
Your own category. These are Spider Everett, fumbling footballers. Despite having all the dance floor grace of a cow trying to swim in a pool of cement, I've got here burly blokes from the field taking the challenge, and they're clunky on their feet. The likes of Peter Spider Everett struggled to pick up rhythm, but had more success. At other things. And then there's a photo of you lifting the lovely Linda, and I know that that's not good. Now, this is not good for another reason, Flan.
Why is that?
Because there's...
Not a touch of the Greg Normans, is there?
No.
The photo of Spider holding up his dance partner is going to be triggering for Sheree. She doesn't like this. And we only talked this morning, yeah, Plan, about Spider's fake tan. So Piers say, giant Oompa Loompa holding someone in the air who's not his wife.
That's what we were talking about before when you admitted to looking like Donald Trump. You were so orange.
Yes. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that lovely?
I prefer the other lists.
So do I, news.com.au. Make something out of them.
Yes. Yeah. Well, do you think it's harder for footballers going on to this show?
Oh. No. Yes. Yeah, you definitely. Know? Oh,
so
very hard.
How did Carlton's Anthony Koutafidis win it then?
Oh, did he?
In fact, Spider lost to the blind guy, Jared Gossens, who was in his series.
Well done. Let's get around him.
I like Jared, and I'm just glad he didn't have to watch you dance. Right? Reggie, lovely to have you back. That would be that for the podcast today. Go and grab yourself the listener app. I don't know why, just do it. And if you want to check out the show, it's 5 a.m. from weekdays on 92.5, the Gold Coast Triple M.